You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Residents in Crimea face several more months of power shortages after Russia apparently ended a contract with Ukraine to deliver electricity to the peninsula. Stefan Boss reports that the new year also saw a perceived crackdown on Ukrainian culture in Russian-annexed Crimea.
Russia's energy minister Alexander Novak says Moscow isn't eager to make a new deal with Ukraine to supply electricity to Crimea, which Russia annexed in 2014. The minister suggests that Russian President Vladimir Putin will not renew the contract, which expired on New Year's Day, if Kiev insists on stipulating in the contract that the peninsula belongs to Ukraine.
В нём, по мнению Киева, должна содержаться в обязательном порядке формулировка.
Minister Novak says, according to Kiev, the contract must contain the following formulation: electricity is supplied to Crimea on the territory of Ukraine. We disagreed with that formulation. I reported this to President Putin.
Я доложил об этом президенту Путину.
It prompted Putin to commission an opinion poll to determine whether Crimean residents want to be a part of Ukraine to continue getting power supplies from Ukrainian company Ukrenergo. Russian media claimed that over 90% of Crimeans said in the poll they would be against renewing the contract under those circumstances, even if it meant experiencing more minor disruptions in supply. That's why New Year has begun amid electricity shortages. After a month of on and off electricity supplies from Ukraine due to sabotage of high-voltage transmission lines feeding the peninsula, power to Crimea was reportedly officially cut off at midnight local time on December 31st. Yet residents trying to briefly forget their misery by going to a theater may face difficulties amid a perceived crackdown on Ukrainian culture. Even a popular children's drama school that staged Ukrainian language plays in Crimea is shutting down after what its founders described as a campaign of harassment from local officials. Svitanok, or Sunrise, had taught children for more than two decades and was a well-established institution in Crimea's regional capital, Simferopol. But its latest performance was condemned by local culture officials as it allegedly promoted both Ukrainian nationalism and Western symbols. They reportedly took offense at the costume of a little girl wearing a golden crown and impersonating the sun, which they interpreted as a reference to New York's Statue of Liberty. Songs of the Amazon, performed in December to mark St. Nicholas Day, told the story of Amazons, the female warriors of Greek myth, battling evil and fighting for freedom and the independence of their native land. But those battles aren't welcomed by authorities in 21st century Crimea, which, at least for the moment, has been partly plunged into darkness. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.